Natural Transitions is a nonprofit that I founded with two other people in 2003. And our mission is to provide education and support for conscious, green, and natural approaches to end of life, holistic, I would say, approaches to end of life. So we put on workshops about actually how to do natural death care at home yourself in the old way, in the parlor, as the Victorians did, as the film name goes. And we also publish a magazine, a biannual magazine. And over the years, I personally have been involved in many home funerals, as they're called, which is where families are at home with their loved ones when they pass, creating their own ritual, having their own experience, which we find can often be very healing.
This seems to be harking back to a time when most people died at home and when there were these traditions that happened, keeping the body at home with wakes and various different rituals. Now it seems that most people die in a hospital. The body never comes home. It goes to a funeral parlor and then maybe it all seems to be taken out of the hands of the family. What are some of the trends and why do you think that we have moved away from that old way of doing it?
Well, that's an entire workshop. But I will say that at the time of the American Civil War, we started embalming. And embalming is a process that is, you know, very invasive to the body, using formaldehyde and toxic chemicals. And really, it's the US and Canada, they are the only countries that routinely embalm. And I don't think most Americans are aware of that. So this came in after the Civil War, or during the Civil War, when they embalmed bodies to bring them back from the front and kind of caught on. And then at that point, of course, the body is being removed from the home. There are professionals who are taking charge. And, you know, we started dying in hospitals. So It just was all part and parcel of removing ourselves from an experience that used to be within the family.
So with the families that you have worked with, who have had home funerals and who have had the opportunity to have a more private, family-oriented end-of-life experience, maybe somebody dying at home, what is the difference in, say, the bereavement process or the impact on those who are left behind, let alone the people who are dying, but the people who are left behind? Have you seen a difference in how they react afterwards or how they are bereaved? Compare that to families who go through what most people do, a hospitalized, medicalized death and then a traditional funeral.
Well, if you come to the film screening, there will be a panel discussion afterwards. And this is a little different of a situation because we will have two people on the panel whose son died in June of this year from an overdose. And, you know, that's the most difficult death, I guess, to really do something more natural around and do something where the family is involved, just because of the shock and, you know, the immense grief from what is unexpected, but really perhaps not so unexpected. And this couple, Debbie and JW, who will be on the panel, they experienced having a community rally around them, having their son come home, having him in their own home. So he really, you know, physically came home, and they had this opportunity in that environment to say goodbye. And they talk about how it really jump-started their grieving process. And they are now going to groups, and, you know, they had a different experience at that point of saying goodbye to his physical remains, and it is carrying them forward, not to say they're not grieving.
I would imagine that a lot of listeners don't realize that a lot of this is quite accessible, and I think people have a misunderstanding about laws, and I think people don't realise that legally you are allowed to do these type of things. But there have been efforts and lobbying done on the part of funeral directors and the funeral industry to prevent some of this more home-based end of life.
I think we've seen that in other states. And certainly the Funeral Consumers Alliance is keeping track of legislation that might restrict families' rights. In Colorado, we still absolutely have the right of families to care for their loved ones, you know, so long as there's no medical hold. And I expect that will continue.
Well, tell us about this film, In the Parlor, The Final Goodbye. It's a documentary by Heidi Boucher.
Yes, Heidi Boucher is someone who has worked very actively helping families in California to do home funerals and natural death care. She, I believe, was even hired by mortuaries to do this work, which is sort of unusual. And she's also a filmmaker, and her job is within the Hollywood world. And over the course of a number of years, she made this film. This film focuses on three families, and it also explores the American view towards death and provides, I think, a lot of insights about why we have this relationship to death in this country, with, you know, actually handing over more to an industry rather than doing it ourselves.
Who would you imagine would benefit from seeing a film like this?
Anyone who is mortal should come, and anyone who really wants to know what their rights are and maybe just be exposed to a different, more healing or potentially healing way of being connected to the cycle of life.
Well, there's a pre-show performance by the Threshold Choir, which are a very interesting group here because, as their name suggests, they're a choir that is there for people at the threshold between life and death, and they perform for people who are actually dying.
Yes, there are threshold choirs around the country, and we have a group of beautiful singers who are going to sing at the pre-show event that starts at 6:30, the film's at 7. And then we also have somebody who is going to appear as Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who, of course, was a pioneer of conscious death and dying, a Swiss psychiatrist who wrote very, very seminal works on death and dying. And so we'll have Elizabeth Kubler-Ross in spirit.
This is all happening this Thursday, October 26th at the No Band Playhouse. That's in North Boulder, North Broadway and Quince. And as I said, the pre-show by the Threshold Choir. The film's at 7, and then there will be that panel discussion afterwards. People can find out more at naturaltransitions.org. Just click on events. Karen Van Vuren, thank you very much.
Thank you.